Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The reward of serving one's companions whilst traveling. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, look for a young boy who will be of service to me, who would accompany me as I intend traveling to Khaybar. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and presented him to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that he served Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tended to him whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam halted in the journey. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I accompanied Sayyiduna Jarir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on a journey, and he tended to me despite being elder than me. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man has to give charity for every joint in his body daily, thus helping somebody to get on his conveyance or assisting him in loading his goods thereupon is regarded as charity. Speaking a kind word is charity, taking every step towards salah is charity, and giving directions to somebody is charity as well. Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true leader of a group of travelers is one who relentlessly serves his fellow companions. He who takes a leading role in serving his companions cannot be surpassed by any action of theirs besides martyrdom. Note, the reward of the one who tends to others is so tremendous that would require them to be martyred in order to outclass him. Being of service to others has vast connotations. In simple words, providing any type of ease and convenience to a fellow traveler could be regarded as serving him. Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that if a person cannot engage in optional salah or fast due to being in the service of his companions, he will receive a greater reward due to being of service to him. Subsequently, a few sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum who were not fasting during one journey assisted and served those who were exhausted due to fasting. Seeing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who were not fasting surely achieve great rewards today. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.